Colville tribal officials have decided the risk of wildfire is just not worth allowing fireworks on the reservation this year. Fire officials say the fire season is already 3 weeks ahead of schedule, and they're concerned what the hotter temperatures may bring. The ban authorizes tribal police to seize fireworks and also creates an agreement with the Ferry County Sheriff's Office. County Sheriff Ray Maycumber says that he has certified 20 tribal police officers as deputy sheriffs for Ferry County.
I've cross-commissioned them, and as such, they will be authorized to enforce the county's fireworks ordinance on the non-members down on the reservation, because this ban from the tribal council is for the tribal members.
And that's where the ban gets a bit tricky, because the county fireworks ordinance is not a full ban. The sheriff, from his reading of the ordinance, says that the so-called safe and sane type fireworks, like sparklers, would not be illegal for non-tribal members to use on the reservation. Even so, Sheriff Maycumber says his office will discourage the use of fireworks that create a fire hazard, because that's the intent of both the tribal and county laws. Tribal officials also say they understand the economic impact the decision will have on tribal firework vendors, but had to consider the potential impact on the entire community. The 1.4 million-acre Colville Reservation was part of last year's Okanagan Complex fires and the site of the North Star Fire, two of the largest wildfires in Washington state history. For National Native News, I'm Steve Jackson reporting from Spokane.